been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Friday, September 22. It's September 22nd, 2017. I'm here in the studio. It is Sanford and Son Friday. And it is officially Sanford and Son Friday because I have the son, the young gun, the millennial, as his dad likes to refer to him, here in the studio, giving us the double two, that's September double two, update on the market. What's going on, Stephen?
Not a whole lot. The Dow is down 14. The NASDAQ's up 1. The S&P's up 30 cents. Crude oil is up 3 cents. Gold's up $4. And silver is down almost 2 cents.
So just kind of a flat couple of days. It was
People are waiting for something to happen. Anything.
It was rocking and rolling there for 8 or 9 straight sessions, and then Yellen started yelling yesterday, and it just kind of flattened out. Everything just kind of got flat, and it's just been kind of a quiet couple of days on the market. But the good news is there will be no quiet in our studio today, being that we have a direct connection to the secret bunker. I know Bill is out working on the newsletter. He is going to put some really, really good information on lithium and a bunch of other neat stuff that he's got in his noodle. He's going to be writing down this weekend. But we have a direct connection to him in the secret bunker, and I'm going to push a couple of buttons and see if we can connect with him. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're sitting in the bridge. We're sitting on the bridge of the ship because Bill is steering it remotely from the secret bunker autonomously. He must have some kind of autopilot on us this morning. Bill, do you pick us up?
Roger that. And all these metaphors of ships and everything. You know, when you go on a tuna trip and early in the morning as the sun's coming up and you can hear the engines humming and you look behind you and you have the wake that's being left behind and the water.
What a great view.
Flat calm. And you're searching. And even better yet, you know that anticipation that you feel? That excitement.
So exciting.
And, you're all on the bridge and you got your binoculars out and you're searching and you're waiting and for that first action of the day. That's kind of the way it is right now here in the secret bunker. I've got the engines purring. I've been up really since 5 a.m. this morning looking at, in fact, I'm going through 4,900 charts this weekend. I got the number 2,000 this morning, and I'll tell you about the purpose of this mission later on, maybe next week or so. But as Stephen said, the market is quiet right now. We had Rosh Hashanah yesterday. That's always a quiet day in the market. I think it's spilling over to today. And I looked at the futures before I went to bed last night. They were down about 60 because of North Korea's threats to test an H-bomb. Now, talk about the ocean, the serene ocean. They want to detonate an H-bomb in the Pacific Ocean.
Boy, that's a new way to fish for tuna out there, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I won't be around when all the fish float to the surface. I don't know if you want to eat those fish. However, think of the environmental disaster that would be to the ocean floor and the life around there. But that definitely shook up the markets last night. And right now, anyways, we have a quiet day in the market. We have a little bit of news out of Europe. Let's not forget that Europe is way ahead of the U.S. here so far this year in fact, it's almost doubled the returns of the U.S. markets, and we own quite a few individual stocks out there in the Eurozone. Their PMI came in very solid. In fact, they call it sizzling. Blazes hot is the word they use, and their economy, the job creation was the second highest seen over the past decade in Europe. So quantitative easing, low interest rates, the German boon near zero. You know, it's not sustainable, but for now it is definitely heating up the European market. I see that Boeing wins an $11 billion deal from Turkish Air this morning. You know, that Boeing often, Stephen, the millennial, looks like I sold it just a little bit too soon, but I'm happy. I took 178% profit on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on now. That's like saying, well, I only caught three 200-pounders. If I'd have kept fishing, I'd have caught four or five.
Yeah, well,
you got a lot of fish on the boat with that one.
Yeah, you gotta put them on, and that speculative portfolio is doing pretty well. And man, that's the one. The option play is like, you know, that's when you spot the swordfish, the blue marlin. That's when you shut the engines down, stealth, quiet. You circle the fish several times. You throw some bait at him, see if he's interested. You know, I like to do options only on the most highest probability, in my mind, plays that I can find. And I told you guys, both you and Stephen, about Boeing's earnings report this past quarter. I was just convinced that thing was going to break out eventually, and it did. But
well, Bill was right again on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good one. And that's only my second option play this year. My other one was buying a put on Amazon after their earnings report, and that one turned out rather well, too. So, you know, I just look for those extraordinary blue marlin or swordfish, I guess you could say. Alibaba, popular stock these days. It's also a player in the autonomous car. More upgrades today. You know, there's 49 analysts that cover Alibaba, and 47 have a buy on this stock. Maybe it's time to sell, but I am an owner of Alibaba. It's the Amazon of China, but it's also a big, you know, they invest in a lot of other things. It's kind of a technology fund, too. So we still like our Alibaba, don't we, Stephen? It's doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
And up 102% year to date.
Is it really? It's up that far, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's doubled. News on a San Diego company. You know, today's the expiration. Qualcomm, we owned a semiconductor stock called NXP Semiconductors at one time. And after I sold it, Qualcomm came along and bought it. And the reason Qualcomm bought it, you know, Qualcomm was at the forefront of the smartphone revolution. I mean, they were really at the forefront. They were a major player with their CDMA technology. Well, they bought NXPI so that they could get in on the autonomous car revolution. And today is the last day for the shareholders to approve that. The deal was announced almost a year ago, and that deal expires today. So unless something happens, Qualcomm may not get NXPI, which would put NXPI back on the market and making it a you know, a play on the autonomous car. There was an article yesterday about the lithium index, which I'll be writing about this weekend. Last week I gave a broad overview. This week I'm going to get very specific. And when we come back, I'll let you guys take it to the break. There's big news today on the lithium index. Investors betting on electric cars pour millions into the lithium ETF. How about that? And when we come back, I'll give you a little more color on that one, all right?
That sounds good. You know, I was reading an article as well, Bill, on another company that has a presence here in San Diego. certainly worldwide, but it has a big presence here in San Diego, General Dynamics. And I want to talk a little bit in the next quarter about what has happened with General Dynamics and their big award that they received from the Navy. So that that will affect a lot of things on that end as well. So in the meantime, as we approach our first break, we have a ton of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about those couple of stocks. We're going to hear from Bill in the second quarter as well as the third quarter. Well, I don't know if he's going to stick around for the second half or not. He might be off working on the newsletter. But in the meantime, you have Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson holding down the fort here while Bill steers the ship autonomously. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who is here via a remote secret direct lithium line coming out of the secret bunker. Steven's just shaking his head.
I don't think you know what any of that means.
You know I don't. Yeah. However, Bill is coming to us live from the secret bunker. He's writing the newsletter. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson, the millennial, the young gun. And we're here in the studio. And before we went to break, I was talking about General Dynamics, just so you understand what I'm talking about here, Steven.
Okay.
He said, on the chart. However, General Dynamics was just awarded a contract by the Navy to design 12 new, actually to design the new ballistic submarine for the Navy. Over the next 5 years. It's a $5 billion contract to design it, not to build it, just to design it.
That's nuts.
And then they're going to build 12 of them after that. So that's pretty impressive news there. Of course, with Rocket Man over across the pond there, it's nice to have that might under new design. So anyway, Bill, that's what I was talking about with General Dynamics. And I think that's going to be big news because we have a big presence here in San Diego, not only with the Navy, but also with a lot of the defense companies that are here in Southern California. So what do you think of that, Bill?
You know, it's a good company, $61 billion. And it has been a very steady grower. It's breaking out to new, almost new all-time highs today. It pays a dividend yield of 1.9%. And I've had my share of General Dynamic retirees.
That's
over
right.
The years being based here in San Diego. All right. Well, back to lithium here for a bit. There's plenty of lithium in the world. There's 14 metric tons of currently 14 million metric tons of currently estimated from the current sources. 53% of the lithium is in Chile, not Hormel, Chile, but Santiago, the country, Chile. We have a client down there right now that's on a three-year mission for his church. There's been a lot of development. There's also lithium in Nevada, believe it or not. You know what they say about a hole in the ground? A hole in the ground surrounded by a bunch of liars. You know, it's usually a Nevada mining stock.
That's right.
Or a Canadian mining stock. I'm just sure somebody's going to report a big lithium find near Las Vegas and start up a penny stock. Mexico also has lithium. Australia has a lot. Poland, and of course China. And in the Xinhua newspaper, which is the Chinese newspaper, that China may start to wind down production and sales of cars using fossil fuels. That's big news. 1.4 billion people, and we read about that same dynamic in India yesterday. In fact,
yeah, just about the same amount of people. It's unbelievable how many people are in those two countries.
About a third of the world in those two countries. And, of course, China doesn't want to totally eliminate like India does. China wants to get down to about where a third of their cars are electric. When the Chinese newspaper reported that news, $143 million poured into LIT, L-I-T, which is the exchange-traded fund that is lithium only. And let's not forget that lithium is just one part of this whole auto revolution. There's now $650 million, Stephen, in this exchange-traded fund, $650 wow. million. Dollars. By contrast, you know, our iBuy, which is the online retailers, it has $100 million in it. And I think that's a much more sustainable model than just lithium alone. But the lithium prices have gone up. The cost of a lithium battery has been cut in half over the last 3 years, leading to an inflection point in demand for the metal. And that metal is lithium. You know, I saw a statistic somewhere that as you look at an electric car, almost half the price, Rob, is the batteries.
Oh, is that right?
But
I didn't realize that.
I could say the same thing about a combustible engine car. Isn't most
oh,
of
yeah.
the cost
engines
of
are
car
expensive.
In that engine?
Yeah, depending on who's driving it, I know that some of the cost of the car is in the stereo system.
Yeah, you know? The Bluetooth. And all this kind of thing.
Yeah, if you're a millennial or if you're under 30, your stereo system costs more than your car.
Yeah, or the hydraulics for the low
right.
riders.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that was another era. I don't
yeah,
know. That was
Chula Vista.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, more news here. BYD Group, which is the other car company in China besides Geely Automotive, their chairman Wang Chanfu is confident that China will hit its electric vehicle timetables on or ahead of schedule. And he says various governments have announced timetables to end the sale of fossil fuel cars. And this is putting pressure on everyone else. Beijing is serious about electrification. And he goes a step further than GM CEO Mary Barra's recent comments. China has a goal for electric and plug-in hybrids to account for 20%. Actually, it's 20% by 2025. That's just 8 years out. So, you know, that digging in the ground you hear is the mining of lithium.
That's
and
dirt
of course,
fishing.
Let's not forget the laboratories that are trying to increase, you know, the capabilities. There was a law in the semiconductor industry called Moore's Law, where chips got faster at a certain rate every year. And, you know, the lithium battery won't come close to approaching the speed at which Moore's Law accelerated the power of chips. But they're definitely getting more and more holding capacity out of the lithium as our technology increases. Also, you know, other countries like Europe, you know, we read recently, Sweden, Norway, Volvo's going all electric. The Sanford household is going all electric in their
yeah.
cars.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the trucks.
Yeah, getting rid of the trucks.
Hey, your gas bill will go way down.
Yeah, but my electric bill will triple.
Yeah, someone sent us an email yesterday saying that a full charge for a Tesla is $9 on your
You know, if they
bill.
Just didn't make the cars and trucks so goofy looking, and if they didn't have the hybrid.
Tesla's
not bad. Tesla's not bad. Even but the other ones are just, they just don't have the look that I like, you know? If they made it
a little. What did that guy, he worked for us, Stephen, what did he get, a Nissan Leaf?
Nissan Leaf.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those ones, but the Teslas are great.
But you know what? They know. I mean, they're getting it down. They know Tesla has proved that if you can put style, let's not forget the speed. In fact, I want a car and driver report when we come back.
All right.
Millennial.
I think that was Bill. Hey, yeah. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live.
We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota-Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today. Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is Bill Gunderson Radio. I think it's the best radio on the air when Bill's here. And fortunately...
He's still here.
He's still here. That's right. We've got a direct line to the secret bunker where he is working on the newsletter today. This is Rob Sanford. I'm here in the studio with Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, the millennial, the apprentice, as Bill likes to refer to him. And we have Bill still on the line. However, we're about 3.5, maybe 4 weeks away from going up to Seattle. And the consensus, well, we're tossing it back and forth between the Tacoma area and the Bellevue area, although the studio, Salem Studio, is right downtown Seattle. So we may end up taking our radio equipment and broadcasting from wherever we end up there. But we're kind of leaning towards Bellevue. That's just east of Seattle, a few miles, kind of central to the whole Puget Sound area. But the real necessity that we have is knowing how many folks are going to attend. So I need you to please go to our website, click on the seminar tab, and let us know that All right. you're going to attend.
Well, maybe people need to know where it is before they can tell you if they're coming.
Well, no, I mean, because it's a 30-minute drive either way.
All right.
So, I mean, if you want to come see Bill in Seattle, we need to know so we can plan on what size room, what facility we need. And that's going to be October 17th, 18th, and 19th, I believe. 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And I'll update the website with the dates.
That's right. So let us know. Send us an email. If you're in the Seattle market, send us an email, rob@gundersoncapital.com, or just go on our website and let us know that you want to attend the Bill Gunderson workshop there. Great evening. It's a wonderful time to see Bill in person and visit with him as well. So, Bill, are you still with us here in the third quarter?
Yeah, roger that. And I want to hear a car and driver report from Stephen, who had his birthday a week ago today. And on Saturday, his brother-in-law rented.
Yes.
Tell us about it, Stephen.
Yeah, he rented a Tesla Model X, so that's the SUV Tesla.
Is that the one with the gull-wing doors?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we could drive it around for the day just to test it out and stuff. And I will tell you, it is an experience to drive that car. It's totally different from anything you've ever driven before. And I would definitely do it again. It's really, really fast.
That's what surprised me.
Yeah, it goes 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds, and I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
It's got a lot of power behind it. My wife was not happy when I went that fast, but it was... It was something else to drive. And
it was quiet.
It was quiet, didn't make a noise, and it's got this, instead of using the brake pedal as much, when you take your foot off the gas, it slows the car down. So you don't really use the brake pedal
so
unless you're
like
coming
a golf
to a complete
cart.
Stop.
Like similar to a golf cart when you're going down a hill?
Yeah. It was beautiful inside. Everything was really cool. The screen was just amazing. That you from the screen, you open up all the doors. And you get out of the car is still on, and then it just turns everything off when you walk away and closes the doors.
Okay.
It's really, if you haven't driven one, I would definitely recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
You were almost giddy on Monday when you came into the
studio.
It
was awesome.
You were dancing around in full
on. I just drive a regular car, you know, regular
two-cylinder.
You know.
Not a two-cylinder.
Four-cylinder.
Here's the question,
but
though.
But compared to driving this car, it was a whole different experience.
I'll be a fan of a Tesla when it can tow a bass boat.
Actually, the X's can.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, they can.
An aluminum one, maybe.
Oh, sure.
No, they can.
Oh,
no,
man.
A fully loaded Ranger with all the everything.
Yeah, sure.
They can.
So what do I have to do, Stephen, to set up? Don't I have to reserve? Do I do it online, reserve a test drive?
Well, actually, what my brother-in-law did, he didn't test drive it from like a dealership. I guess he found a website where people rent out their cars. And so someone owns a Tesla, and I guess the guy, he owns three different Teslas, and on this website or whatever, he rents each one out for half the month, and it pays for all of his payments.
Well,
so he has a free Tesla.
Because the payment is so ridiculously high, you have to rent it in order to own it. So that's...
Yeah, so it's kind of an Airbnb model.
Yeah, exactly. So he found a guy who had one for the day, and so he, you know, rented it.
That's another part of this car revolution is the ownership of cars is going to drop. You know, there'll be, you know, there's a self-driving car in the area. You'll hail it and rent it for a couple hours, and then you're done with it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to think, you know, of what our cities, it almost goes back to Walt Disney and his view. The people mover, Rob, at Disneyland that I rode on as a little kid.
In Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Tomorrowland, the Autopia, you know, the little cars.
And, sure.
I really think that there, that whole thing is ripe for a total makeover, our transportation system. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of players in this industry. Stephen and I have been identifying every single player inside this industry, not just the electric car, but the technology, the connected car, the autonomous car. The race is on. It's almost like the race between Henry Ford and others in his day. And I've read several articles that agree with me that, you know, the last big makeover of the car industry was really the assembly line. And there's a lot of people saying that this next makeover will be bigger. And I agree, because of the technology, the advance. I mean, everything from satellites to the internet to semiconductors to software. Let's not forget the cybersecurity, too. I mean, they're worried, you know, there was a famous incident of some college kid hacking into the operations of a, I can't remember the car. It was, I want to say it was a Dodge minivan or something like that, and taking over the car. So
I think it was a Jeep. I heard about that.
That's right. It was a Cherokee. It was a Jeep. And so cybersecurity, you know, nobody has really emerged yet as the company that's going to protect. You know, there's a lot of possibilities like a FireEye and Symantec and others. But, you know, I mean, I see a lot of jobs being created in this area. I see, you know, life coming back to maybe some depressed areas. And I just see cutting edge technologies out there on the highway. Instead of being pulled over on the side and your hood up and your radiator overheating, you know, and eating a toe, you know, I just think there's a lot to be done here in the coming weeks, months, and years ahead. And I see it as the computer, the smartphone, you know, the internet, the online shopping, and I'm seeing this car thing as a big, big deal. Anyways, look, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get busy. I'm going to, it's all about lithium this week. I'm doing about a 6 or 7 week series on this revolution, who the players are. This week we're going to identify the major players, the lithium players, the ones that I've handpicked from the Best Stocks Now app that I think are at the center of this, because it all runs on lithium in the end, all right?
Well, that's really the bottom line, Bill, is how it affects our investments and where we can put our money in the areas that are growing and really becoming the new players in the stock market. And boy, I tell you what, if I was even remotely thinking about investing my 401k or IRA or brokerage account in some of these new potentially high-flying stocks, I would want to see the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and you're off to write that right about now. Is that right, Bill? You're gonna be typing away all day today.
Oh yeah, I'm already got a good start, good head of steam going.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm excited to see what it says this weekend. And if you haven't received it yet this weekend, Stephen, tell them how they can sign up and get it. They can sign up today and get it tomorrow.
They can. They can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab, and you can sign up for free. You don't need a credit card information. You just need your email address. We do send it to your email.
It's got to be a real email address.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a fake one, but you just won't get it.
You just won't get the newsletter. That's right.
And so we'll get that to you tomorrow, And you can also call us at 855-611-2378.
Well, now, when we come back in the fourth quarter, I do have one of those secret announcement things to tell folks about, as well as a couple of prizes that we're going to give away in the fourth quarter for all those who want to stick around even after Bill has left the building. So in the meantime, we've been listening to Bill from the Secret Bunker. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, we're standing on third base here. We made it to first, made it to second, made it to third. We're standing on third base. We need the cycle. We've got to make it.
Can we steal home and just get it over with?
Just steal home? Yeah. Suicide squeeze?
Yeah.
I'll bunt. You slide in head first. Oh, man. You might
steal home.
You might take. Okay, steal home. Heck with the bunt. We're not even going to do a suicide squeeze. We're coming around third base. We're going to steal home while the pitcher and the catcher are having a conversation on the mound and they didn't call timeout. How about that?
Yeah.
There's nobody at home to make the play. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. No, you're good. You're on a roll. Keep going.
It's the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the young gun. It is Sanford and Son Friday. And
I wanted to piggyback back on what I was saying about the Tesla.
Okay, all right. We're back into Tesla land.
I mean, most people out there know I like Teslas.
Yes.
I just like the way they look, but I finally got to drive one. And Rob is a little bit of a downer on electric cars.
I am anti-electric car.
Even Teslas. And I just want to say for everyone, I know there's a lot of people out there like that too. I kind of was when they first started coming out, but I've changed my opinion over time.
You've been converted?
Yeah, the cooler they've gotten, like the more interested I am. If you haven't driven one, I'm sure there's a way you can drive one. You can go test drive them at wherever they sell them, or you can rent one from someone. I really recommend it because it'll totally change your outlook on what you think of electric cars.
I might have to do that this
weekend. You have to. Okay. I'm telling you.
Here's my deal.
It is a totally different experience, and even if you're a car lover, you will drive it and be like, whoa, I got to get one of these.
Okay, now maybe not I got to get one of these. Here's my deal.
Or
you know me.
How can I get one of these?
I'm preparedness guy, okay? And I'm the kind of guy that likes to tow a bass boat, go out in the desert, go for a camp out in the mountains, and I like my four-wheel drive truck. I like to be able to put a lot of gear in it and have the gear necessary to back me up in the event of a problem. I carry extra belts and extra hoses and extra tires and extra fuel. That's my whole deal.
Right.
So if I get out in the desert or if I get out in the woods or I'm going camping or fishing and I'm towing my boat and my charge goes dead, that's my big deal. See, in my truck, I can have a couple of extra 5-gallon cans of fuel, fill it back up, and get some more range. In an electric car,
you just got to find a plug.
You can't find a plug. You're out at a lake. You're in a mountain. You're in the desert.
There's probably somewhere that has a plug.
There's not
there.
A plug. You're out in the middle of nowhere. So that's my big deal. Until we can come up with maybe a solar charger that's built into the roof. You know,
that's coming.
You know,
that's
got to be to where it charges while you're driving. Or and the towing capacity, the four-wheel drive, the
all-wheel drive,
the ruggedness.
It's four-wheel.
I'm not into the foo-foo-ness of it. I want it to be rugged.
You can make it rugged. Do whatever you want to. Put some dirt on it.
Okay.
Get it.
Put some dirt on it.
I'm just saying you should drive it.
Okay. You know, maybe
just go try it
for the days.
If you love cars, I mean, and you haven't driven one, you'll have fun.
Okay. All right.
Well, even if you like driving Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
But I don't. I don't want like that. I want the rugged, manly man type vehicles.
Well, you should still try it.
Okay.
It's a cool experience.
All righty. Well, I think this debate will continue here in Gundy World for quite a while.
Just until like they buying mattresses off Amazon.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Until they come up with an F-250 four-wheel drive, 1,000-mile range electric truck, I'm going to stay with my my fossil fuel vehicles. Yeah. I'm going to stay that direction.
Dirty energy.
That's right. That's me. Dirty energy, dirty trucks.
Yep.
Now, speaking of ruggedness, there is no place more rugged than the Pacific Northwest. I love that area up there. It's gorgeous. We're going to try and go tuna fishing. It's albacore fishing out of Westport. We're going to do a little crab fishing if we can during our trip up there. But more important than that, we are going to give away a couple of really cool prizes while we are up there in Seattle.
Yeah, we got shirts.
We've got shirts. Hats. We've got hats. And we're going to give away a one-day fishing trip.
Whoa. While, with you guys?
No, what? Not with us, because it can't be on the same schedule. But I know a guy up there that runs a charter business for albacore out of Westport. And so for everyone who emails us and gets us in the drawing and comes to the seminar, we are going to give away a one-day albacore trip for somebody. So
anyone who comes to the seminar. It's not like today only sign
no,
up.
No,
okay.
But,
anyone.
But if you sign up online, we're going to give you two entries to the drawing. Okay?
All right. That's
so
a good,
one, right. One at the seminar if you just come, but you get an extra entry if you sign up online to come to the seminar.
And if you've already signed up, you're already entered.
You're already entered. All right. The first time you get another one there.
Cool.
And then we're going to draw for the fishing trip out of Westport
and
to go albacore
fishing. Are you keeping
fishing.
Track of this?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
All right. So if something goes wrong, you can blame Rob.
No, nothing's going to go wrong, except you're going to have a whole bunch of fresh albacore in your freezer. It's a great thing, and I think the albacore season this year will last all the way through Thanksgiving. So it's a good opportunity to go catch some fall tuna out of Westport, Washington. But you got to go to
GundersonCapital.com.
Yep, and go where on the page?
Live seminar tab.
Okay.
It's easy as that.
And you just updated it.
I just updated it. Now it just says Seattle, and it tells you the dates were there. We still don't have a location. I'll put that up as soon as we get one.
We're real close to having a location. We'll have a location by Monday or Tuesday, but it doesn't matter. The dates won't change.
We're bartering with some places. And yeah, the dates are correct, but the exact location is still not.
We had a location, but they didn't have a room on that particular night, so that's what kinked it for us.
Okay.
We're going to have to go to a different direction there. However, we will be coming to Phoenix after that, and we're going to Denver. We'll be out in Texas, and then eventually, I think we're going to make it all the way out to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And that's a trip you're going to be on for sure, right?
Yes. I will be there.
You're going on that one.
I think
right.
My kids are going to have to come, though.
Yes, my
the wife.
That's right. Yeah. All of Gunderson Capital Management will be there as support
staff.
But
we won't see them at the workshop. They'll be off doing their own thing, probably.
Okay. That's right. Okay, now, if you want to stay in touch with us here and hear what Bill has to say about the stock market and really kind of be dialed into what he has to say, where do people go to get the newsletter and to talk to Bill?
Everything starts at GundersonCapital.com. If you want to get familiar with Bill, best way to do it is this radio show. You can listen to him and see how he feels on the market every day. And another great way is the newsletter that comes out every Saturday. Great information, a ton of it. And he makes it really easy to understand and to know what's going on so you can sound like you know what's going on.
That's right. Call us today. We'll be in the office all day today at 855-611-BEST. You will. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. And you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the millennial, the young gun, Stephen Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. And we had Bill from the bunker. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.